starting today, Bezrat Hashem, Masechet Psachim. We had a long haul of Masechet Eruvin, and Mazel Tov already finished. You see on the Daf Yomi forums all around the world, a lot of excitement. I mean, you really think it's only us that are excited about finishing Masechet Eruvin, but it seems like the whole world has sighed a nice sigh of excitement and a bit of relief that we've got Masechet Eruvin ticked off. And we get on to Masechet Psachim. So I'm going to do like I always do, just a very short introduction, basically based on the introduction from the Hebrew version of the Art Scroll. But before that, I want to just refer here to a Sefer. The Sefer called the Beit HaBechira of the Me'iri. The Me'iri was born around about the 1300s. Famous Rishon. But I'd like to show you, there's a whole pile of books. He wrote something about 34 Masechtas, an phenomenal work called the Beit HaBechira. One of the most amazing things about the Me'iri, according to Rav Chaim Soloveitchik, I read, said the Me'iri is one of those few Sfarim you can read without even knowing the Talmud. Basically, takes the Mishnah based along the parish of the Rambam, and then gives a Gemara on Psachim, actually gives a running commentary. Goes through almost every single daf. On every single daf, he basically goes through the daf and gives running commentary on the daf. Phenomenal work. But the most amazing thing is, I don't know, everybody here is more than 10 years old, or 15 or 20 years old, even I'm looking 30, more than 40 years old, right? And we've all learned Masechet Psachim in some form. Maybe Daniel's not 40. And we've all learned Masechet Psachim in some form or another. And I'll be honest with you, it boggles the mind that I've never ever wondered why is Masechet Psachim called Psachim in the plural. We've got Rosh Hashanah, we've got Beitza, we've got Yoma, we've got Sukkah. Why is it not Sukkot, and why is it not Yom Kippurim, and why is it not any? So the Me'iri, this is the most amazing thing. And this was written in the 1300s, so it's not new, okay? But I've never seen it before. But suddenly he says like this. He says, like, Amar Menachem Me'iri, Zot HaMasechet, Ratzal Amar Masechet Pesach Rishon. Right? He Miseder Moed. So the first Seder, the first Masechet is Masechet Pesach Rishon, the first Pesach. And that's from Moed. We've got Zray Moed, Nashim Mezikin, Kodshim, Tarot. Moed is the times, is the Chagim. Shabbos is in Moed. We've got, we had Erevin was in Moed. Now we've got Psachim is in Moed. So it says the first Pesach Rishon, the first Masechet is called Pesach Rishon. That's Shayach to Moed. Okay, I'm going to skip over here. And then he says we've got Pesach Sheini. Pesach Sheini, he's going to break out of Pesachim, and Pesach Sheini basically is Shayach to Kodshim. Because Pesach Sheini, what's going on, says the Me'iri, that the Masechet in the time of the Gaonim, he says, Rebbe Yehuda Anasi wrote it the way we've got it now, one big Masechet. But in the time of the Gaonim, they actually split it up into two Masechtas. You had the first four Prakim and the last Parak, the 10 Prakim in Pesachim as well, like we had in Erevin. Right, the first four Psachim, first four Prakim deal with matzah, biur chametz, and all the dealing etc. of Pesach, and then the last parak, a series Arve Psachim, talks about the seder, Erev Pesach, the whole seder. We'll get to it, please God. And then you got Prakim 5, 6, 7, 8, and 9. Another half of the Masechet, other five Psachim talk about Korban Pesach. So you got Masechet Psachim Aleph, which is all the dinim of Pesach, and Matzah, and Sipur Yitzhak Mitzrayim, and Masechet Pesach, Bet, which is Korban Pesach. And that's why it's called Psachim. So originally, they got it split into two, and they moved them. And we actually, according to the Me'iri, Psachim came after Sukkah. I'm not sure why, because Psachim, we have Psachim in our order, because Psachim is the first of the Shlosh Regalim. So we've had Brochas, we've had Shabbos, and we had Erevin, which is part of Shabbos. And now we've got Psachim, which is essentially the first Moed that we're going to learn about. So it makes more sense, I think, this order. This seems to be the way the Rebbe did it. But the Goyim turned it around. Interesting, that's where the name Psachim comes from. Having said that, just going to go through very, very quickly. Right? There are quite a lot of mitzvahs in Pesach. In fact, of all the Chagim, there are 24 mitzvahs in the Torah. With regards to Chametz and Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is, like I said, the first four Prakim, the last Perek, we've got 3 mitzvot Aseh and 5 mitzvot Lotz, that's 8 mitzvahs in total. And of Korban Pesach, which is Prakim 5 to 9, we've got 4 mitzvot Aseh and 12 mitzvot Lotz, that's 16. So you've got 24 mitzvahs in the Torah here come out of Pesach. So it's quite a heavy loaded Masecht in terms of mitzvahs are concerned, right? The mitzvahs we're going to see, right, that's based on the Rambam, Okay, we're going to see here that the mitzvahs we're going to talk about are isul chametz. So there's an isul chametz, right? And chametz is basically anything that's made from the five grains, which is rye, bran, spelt, barley, and wheat. That's chitas, or rye, shibboleth, shu'al, shifon, and kusmin. Okay, now any of those five grains, if they're baked and they aren't baked immediately, they're allowed to, they're left over in water for a bit. That's the problem with chametz. Chametz is when you leave it in water for a bit before baking it straight away. And then the dough basically starts to work and it starts to rise. Now, what we call today rising and chametz, not exactly the same thing. We'll see that chimutz and the technical terms for chimutz, not exactly the same as the halachic term for chimutz. A couple of terms which got to familiar ourselves with, which we're going to cover in the Masechta. We've got chometz, which is chometz gamur. Then we've got also, which is called chometz nokshe. Chometz nokshe is either inedible chometz, or chometz which wasn't properly, didn't rise properly. But it's still an isur, we're going to see it. Isur hana'a, we're into the case, not only eating chometz is asur, even hana'a, there's bali rai, bali matzeh. But having chometz position, can we do bitul on its own, or do we have to actually destroy it? Those are going to be machlokas which come up as well. If you did bitul and didn't destroy it, would you be over, etc.? I mentioned the hana'a. There's achila, there's the mitzvah to eat matzah. You have to eat matzah on the first night. You don't have to eat matzah during the rest of the of Pesach. The mitzvah of eating matzah shmura. We're going to see that as well in this masechet. Important to eat matzah shmura. Bari, I mentioned hashpata, I mentioned already. And then we're going to come into the edition of Dinim of Korban Pesach. I think we'll leave the Dinim of Korban Pesach until we actually get to Perek Chamishi, and then we'll speak about it more. And then the last Perek is Sipur Yetziat Mitzrayim, which is the din, the Perek Asiri, the whole story of the Seder and the Haggadah, and we'll leave it there for introduction. We'll have a separate introduction on those as well. So we'll have another introduction when we get to Perek Chamishi, and a separate introduction altogether when we get to Perek Asiri. Okay.